the table of the Lord this morning, the elements are before us, the cup of wine and the broken bread. And as we say at almost every communion that we celebrate, that's what they are, a cup of wine and a piece of bread. That's what they were when Jesus instituted this wonderful activity that we call the communion table the night before he was betrayed. They were wine and they were bread. They were no different then than they are this very day. They were symbols designed to draw our attention and cause us to remember Jesus. This great activity to bring attention, to bring our focus on Jesus and the great truths about him. And wherever great truths of God exist, be assured, have no doubt that our adversary in the scriptures called Satan, sometimes called an angel of light, is there in an attempt to twist or change the truths of God, which do edify and encourage his children, to a point that right use is turned to wrong use. In this relationship, we are trusting in a living person. Jesus is not dead. He is raised from the dead. In so many churches, the truth is not being taught. They change the work of the Holy Spirit, which is a miracle that happens to us. They change that miracle to a changing of these symbols, the wine and the bread. He has sent me towards His Word and that which I receive, I also deliver. Look, even the great reformer Martin Luther was fooled by this tradition, that doctrine of transubstantiation. It's not a miracle at this table that takes place. It's a miracle in us. Wherein? None of us deserving. For His own sake, God is saving us. And through these elements, we do look to and we do remember Jesus and what He has done. He died in order that we may live. In order that we may share in His life. This cup, symbol of blood, which represents life. It represents the life of Jesus. Which was given for us. That's the purpose of coming to this table, to remember Him. And as we lift this cup, we understand it's all of grace. It's all of God. Jesus not only did this, that is, gave His life for us, but also for His Father, that we all might, as a family, share eternity. Take this cup with me as an act of faith, remembering what Jesus did and thank Him for His grace. Take it in Jesus. He not only did this, that is, give His life that we might share eternity with Him and the Father, but He gave His body also, which is represented, as He said, by this bread, which Jesus said is broken for you. scriptures tell us clearly. That by his stripes, that is, that which he took in his body, we are healed. It's preceded by saying that the chastisement of our peace, of our shalom is the Hebrew word. It speaks of wholeness and well-being in this body. Read the Gospels. Wherever he went, Jesus healed the people, not to prove that he was God, but to express a nature of God, which is to heal. Today, of late, I've been having things going on in my body, as the longer any of you live, you will have things going on in your body. But the promise of God is our wholeness and wellness. That which was required for our wholeness and our wellness was upon him. And looking unto Jesus through this bread, we do by faith on the promise of God take this bread and with our mouth declare, because God has put it in our heart